begins in the time of Jesus Christ, 2,000 years ago. In this historically monumental period of time, thousands of miles away, in the middle of the vast Pacific Ocean, a voyage of unfathomable proportions was about to conclude. It is in this time that Polynesian explorers, the greatest ocean explorers who have ever lived, were rewarded with the discovery of a paradise that is the embodiment of heaven on earth. Centuries later, on January 16, 1893, a detachment of 160 U.S. Marines armed with two artillery pieces and Gatling guns land with the mission of protecting American lives and property. They remain in Hawaii to this day.
We can do it, yes we can. We can change things throughout the land.
I'm as mad as hell,
but we are
I'm not gonna take this anymore.
Lend a hand. We can do it, oh yes we can. Oh, your neighbor over there, a bit bewildered, but he cares. He just doesn't know what to do. Join together, and then there'll be two. There are others all around, scattered throughout the town. Reach out, and you will see your numbers swell to three.
We can do it, yes we can. We can change things throughout the land. But we all must lend a hand. We can do it, oh yes we can.
Now,
oh yes, here we are folks. I made it from the islands of Hawaii to here. I have a special show and bring you the long range tradition to show you our truth versus new, what's really happening in the world. And in Hawaii especially, there's some things going on there you want to know about. I have a very special show today for the 13th. And I have a very special guest all the way from Maui. Are you in Maui, Jennifer? Put you on. Microphone. Mute. Oh, wait. There you go. Okay. Yeah, now, I'm putting you down. Okay. Go ahead. Excuse me. Are you there, Jennifer?
I'm there. You're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, okay. you're fine. You're sounding fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
This is Jennifer Pawlowski, who's the Chief Justice or Chief Counsel for the Kingdom of Hawaii. And she has a very special interesting facts to tell you about what's really happening in Hawaii and what's happened and what's going to happen. So I'm just going to let her take it away today. This is going to be a special show in November. She's got the palm trees in the back, so let's just relax and see what she has to say and see if she's going to keep us, make us really relax or wake us up to what's really happening. So, so go ahead, Jennifer.
Thanks a lot, Don, and it's a pleasure being on your show today. I think that the intro video that we showed was actually a really great introduction to for anyone who doesn't really understand what's happening here in what we call the Kingdom of Hawaii. I actually serve here as the Chief Justice for the Kingdom of Hawaii at the behest of the Ali'i Nui Moe, Edmund Kaili'i Silva Jr., which in Hawaiian means High Chief or King. And there has been a movement in Hawaii for many, many years to restore the Kingdom of Hawaii, because back in 1893, it was a wonderful, beautiful, very well-organized and well-functioning government and nation that was well-respected by other nations and, in fact, had various treaties with many other nations, including the United States. But there was, the Kingdom of Hawaii was always very welcoming to their visitors. That is where the aloha spirit comes from. And there were some wealthy men that came over here that realized that there was a great business opportunity here. Everything grows better in Hawaii. So they saw a great opportunity to be able to grow sugar and grow pineapple. And they came up with an idea that in order to avoid paying the excise taxes to export them to the United States, that instead they would convince the government that their lives were at risk for some reason. We call it a false flag in America, and we're very, very used to those. We've experienced many in the last 100 years. And they convinced the Navy to come and actually take Queen Liliuokalani by force on January 17th, 1893. They held her captive in the palace for over 8 months until she, at gunpoint, relinquished the kingdom to the United States. Now, this type of illegal overthrow violates not only the Geneva Convention and various international laws, but also the United States Constitution. And so for me and my stance, it doesn't really matter if you're pro-America or pro-Hawaiian Kingdom. Everybody that lives in North America should be pro-Constitution. And when your own government actually takes actions to violate that Constitution, that's tyranny. So we all have an obligation to stand up against the bully in the playground when that is what's going on. And in 1993, President Clinton signed the Apology Act. It's Public Bill 103-150. In that act, they formally recognized the fact that the Hawaiian Kingdom was stolen, that the people were overrun, that their nation was taken from them, their culture was stripped from them. Hawaiian language, speaking Hawaiian language, was actually made punishable after the overthrow. So the United States government, much like what they did to the Native Americans, did everything they could to strip the Hawaiians of their culture and their identity, therefore to keep the oppressed oppressed. That is a very typical tactic when you are an illegal occupier, to strip them of their culture and their identity and to limit their education, therefore maintaining your stronghold while you're there illegally.
How about that? That's terrible. I mean, that's just...
Pardon me?
That seems to be terrible, but it seems to be the American way. I mean, we had some things, people we called slaves. We had Indians and things. That's just awful there. I mean, that's hard to believe here that America would do that to wonderful Hawaii. So go ahead.
Well, and many people think it's the 50th state. It's actually an illegal state. But the good news is the Hawaiian people have been very active in reclaiming. The Kingdom of Hawaii has never actually left under international law. It still exists today. And for anybody who kind of wants to see a detailed history, Don, that the pinky video that I sent you is a wonderful, wonderful introduction. It goes into all of the details of how the kingdom was stolen. But when the kingdom became a 50th state, at the time before the Westerners came to the Kingdom of Hawaii, the Hawaiian people flourished. There was no disease. There were really no sicknesses. And they lived in harmony with the land. So they knew how to work with Mother Earth. And therefore, basically, Mother Earth and you are one. We work together in harmony because we both need each other. And that's what the Hawaiian Kingdom, the people of the Hawaiian Kingdom believed, that we're merely stewards of the land. We are here to protect and oversee the land, not pollute and destroy the land, which the U.S. government so lovingly likes to do everywhere they go.
That's sort of like a biblical, like we're supposed to do, right? I mean, that sounds like you're living right in harmony with everything. Well, I'll just be quiet. I'll let you go ahead. You've got a lot to say.
Basically, when the Westerners came over, they did bring a lot of disease and a lot of health problems to the Hawaiian Kingdom, to the citizens of the Hawaiian Kingdom. So the population was drastically reduced to several hundred thousand to around 40,000 people back when the vote to make Hawaii a state came on the ballot. And that vote was actually illegal as well because it never gave the occupied nation the option of becoming a nation once again. It was only two options, either become a state or stay a territory. And of the, I would say, maybe 40,000 approximately Kanaka Maoli, which are the Hawaiian people, the local people, or the Hawaiian ancestry, of the approximately 40,000 Kanaka Maoli that were left over, over 33,000 signed the Kue petition, which is the resist petition, saying, we don't want to become a state. We don't want your Western ways. So we were all taught in school that, yay, Hawaii couldn't wait to become the 50th state, and that's exactly perfectly opposite to what they wanted. So anybody who visits Hawaii and comes here as a tourist, it's only here for a week, they probably see, you know, the beautiful shores and the hotels and the tourist attractions. Those of us that live here see the Hawaiian people struggling every single day to just survive in their on their own lands and to help to bring back their kingdom. But we're doing so on a very limited, a shoestring budget, as you would call it. And those of us that are aware of what's happening here are coming together and working together to restore the kingdom into the family of nations because it's the right thing to do. So we have backings of several other nations to have the kingdom be restored. And at the current moment, as I said, I am the Chief Justice as appointed by Edmund K. Lee Silva Jr. And we are working together in various ways to bring resources into the kingdom so that we actually can become, again, a nation amongst the family of nations. So basically, and Don, I think I actually sent you some of those websites too. We are working very, very hard. One of the most important visions for the Kingdom of Hawaii is the Aloha Aina Plan, which I can send to you to post on the site. If you'd like, I can actually probably pull it up if you wanted to share it on your screen. Give me one second. The vision and plan. The Aloha Aina Plan is one of the most important things King Kele'i has actually created for the kingdom, and that outlines a way to restore the land and to basically take all the toxins. One of the biggest offenders, obviously, being Monsanto. Many people don't know that in the Hawaiian kingdom, Monsanto has been given carte blanche by the United States administration to test all of their GMOs and their pesticides with no school buffer zones or ocean buffer zones. So they are destroying our soil out here. They're destroying our ocean life, and they're literally making a mess of things. So the most important goal that we have off the bat is to restore the land and bring it back into harmony, clean up the water, clean up the food supply. As a way to keep Hawaii under the thumb of the U.S. government, the government has given much of the land away to wealthy companies like Alexander and Baldwin to basically just grow sugarcane all over the island, things that we here on Hawaii cannot eat. So we do 95% imports on an island that grows things year-round better than most locations in the world. So we have to go back to a more self-sustainable way of living here in the kingdom because there isn't anything that I know of that doesn't or would not grow well here. You know, creating self-sustainable homes. And in my perspective, my job here is to actually create a judicial system that is fair and impartial to all. So to come away from the corporate commercial system that we actually have on North America, where it's all about monetary gain, and to go back into a legal system that's really about the rights and privileges of people, and a system that where the laws are made so simple that you don't need an attorney to come in and interpret the laws for you. You simply need to come in with your grievances, tell your story, and then we'll hear your case. That's the way, and that's where my area of is in the Kingdom of Hawaii. I am creating that legal system as we speak. Okay, so that is one of the few projects that we're working on right now. We're also looking to create a peace center here on the islands, much like NATO was meant to be, but a peace center where and these are all in the plans for the kingdom in the next 15 years. but a peace center where all the nations of the world are represented and the cultures are, you know, the different cultures and aspects of those cultures are taught so that we can all learn about the, you know, we can all learn a more sense of community and that we're all really a human family and we can all come together as such. It's not us against them. It's we are really the world. We are a human family and we should be acting as such. So we are, that is our goal for the future is to have Hawaii have this peace center to be a model for the rest of the world and how to really have more compassion for each other and the land. And if we all work together and in harmony with the land and with each other, there'll be no more wars. There'll be no more disease. It's, I know it's a bit of a utopian idea, but if you take corporate greed out and corruption and you truly go back to a government that works for the people, by the people, things get turned around very, very quickly. And the world looks like a very different place 15 years from now. So those are some of the things that we're doing out here on the islands. And there's many of us that are working together. We also have support from all over the world. Right now, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, which is the it's a state created entity to try to give the impression that the United States actually cares about the nation of Hawaii and that OHA is to then work with the people to restore their nation, are literally trying to create Native American tribal status for the Hawaiian Kingdom as we speak against all wishes of the Kanaka Maoli and everybody else who's aware of the issues and is living on the island. So it's a very interesting time to be living on the islands because everyone here is aware of what's going on. The United States knows they shouldn't be here. They're basically just a fake government that really doesn't have any jurisdiction. And in fact, under the Geneva Convention, which they're a party to, the only jurisdiction that they would have at this point, because this is an illegally occupied territory, is an Article II military tribunal. They're the only ones that can actually do anything on the islands, yet the state of Hawaii government functions as if nothing is wrong. So there's a really strong facade that's overlaid here that we are a 50th state, when in the meantime, OHA and the U.S. government is doing everything they can to kind of keep things quiet here and try to appease the Hawaiians with Native American tribal status. But that is not what we're about. They stole something that belongs to us, and we want it back. And we will not stop fighting until the entire Kingdom of Hawaii is restored, not just a piece of it. We don't want a piece of the loaf. We want the entire loaf back that you stole from us. And, you know, it's although the Hawaiian Kingdom presents a very unique situation here because an entire nation was stolen illegally and without any justification whatsoever, it's no different than what the government, our government, is doing on North America. It's just it's much more blatant here because an entire nation was stolen. But it's the same stuff they've been pulling all day on North America as well, systematically stripping us of our constitutional rights until one day we turn around and we have no rights at all. So I encourage everybody who's actually watching this TV show to educate yourself on the history of Hawaii. I sent Don a couple of videos that I think he can put up on his website for you to take a look at to educate yourself on what's going on here. Because we cannot wait for a knight in shining armor when the United States government has gone awry. We are those knights in shining armor. It is up to us to make a change. And if you know something is wrong, you have to stand up against it. You have to know your rights. You have to exercise them. And that is what we are doing here on the islands. And I fully expect in the next 10 years for everybody in the world to see the full restoration of the kingdom and basically an acknowledgement by the other nations that we are a nation amongst the family of nations and we'll take our place back where we were back in 1893 before the illegal overthrow. So this is 120 years of illegal occupation that we should be seeing ending in the next decade. So it's a very exciting time to be on the islands.
Well, that sounds like it. Well, that's great. So what would you want me to do now?
Pardon me, Don?
Go ahead. Anything else you want to relate here? What would you want to relate?
Okay. Well, as far as support for what we're doing right here, we do have a couple of websites. Don, did you see the ones? Remember the ones I sent you yesterday? If we could just post those two, kingdomofhawaii.info gives you a detailed history of what we're working on here. It also has a lot of documents and things that you can take a look at. The Aloha Aina Project, the executive summary for the restoration of the government. And we also have a WordPress site, Kuala Pele, which I also sent you yesterday, Don. And that has a really great Kingdom of Hawaii series that takes you all the way through all of the things that we've been doing here in the last 10 years. That's one of the videos that I would like to have everyone take a look at when they have a moment. And also, our goal here for the kingdom is to be 100% sustainable. We want to see sustainable homes being built, homes that actually work with the land, There's absolutely no reason why in the Kingdom of Hawaii we pay three times the cost of electricity that you guys pay on North America just because they can, because the U.S. government can, when we should all be living off of solar and wind power. So we do have a lot of plans in the future for creating eco-villages and having farms all over the island so that we can actually feed ourselves. And because of how well things grow here on the island, the Kingdom of Hawaii will not only be able to feed itself in the future, but also export to other countries because of how well fruits and vegetables grow here. So we have a plan to get Monsanto off of the islands, to restore the land. We have to clean up our oceans. Most people don't know that when the Navy and the United States Marines and the Army came in, they actually sloughed off huge chunks of coral reef, killing lots and lots of our marine life. And for anyone who doesn't believe that this is an illegally occupied nation, you merely have to look at the military presence in Oahu. I myself am a military brat, so I have been all over the world and visited various military bases, but I have never seen the number of military personnel and military bases on such a very, very, very small island as there is on Oahu. So we have to get the military off the islands because their operations are destroying the coral reef, which is therefore destroying the ocean. Their sonar exercises that they are actually taking part in are killing the whales and killing dolphins, because you can't blast sonar into the ocean without it having an effect on our marine life. So the ecosystem here is very, very delicate, and it has to be balanced at all times. And the operations of the U.S. government and the military here are systematically destroying that ecosystem to the point where we've actually had more shark attacks here now than we've had in a very long time, because the sharks are hungry, they're looking for food, and the food that used to be in the coral reefs is no longer there. So the restoration of the kingdom now is not only critical to right the substantial wrong that was committed against the people of this beautiful archipelago, but it's critical at this time now because of the precarious nature of the ecosystem and of the destruction that the U.S. government has allowed to go on. I mean, we actually have landfills on an island. I live in a neighborhood in Paia where we don't even have recycling bins. You have to actually take your recycling by hand to a recycling center, and only if it has the state of Hawaii stamp on it will they even accept it. So having lived in California prior to this, I am shocked at the amount of disrespect for the environment that actually exists on these islands. If you take a walk down Paia town, which is a very, very, very popular tourist town, you will not find a garbage can for 2 miles. There isn't one. So they're actually, we live on an island and there's no receptacles for trash. So people, of course, are just tossing their trash right and left on these beautiful islands with no regard, because there's no trash can for convenience. So these are all things that the U.S. government has intentionally and willfully done on these islands that we have to change. So I encourage anyone who wants to assist in any way that you can, the Kualapele WordPress, and I can actually, Don, can you put that up on your screen or should I put it up on my screen? We have on this page here, okay, so we'll start that. Anybody who wants to actually assist in the work that we're doing here, whether you want to volunteer your time or whether you want to volunteer your resources, this is our blog page, Kualapele blog, right here. You can click on this button right here, the Kingdom of Hawaii series, and it takes you all the way through. There's a picture of Edmund Kaili'i Silva Jr., the king, the Ali'i Nui Moli, the high chief or king. And these have several posts for anyone who's interested in actually reading more about what we're doing here. It tells you all about what's going on the islands. And if you want to assist here underneath the kingdom seal, you'll see that you can click here if you'd like to actually assist the kingdom. And so that's a very informative page. And then on this page, this is actually, let me go back for this one. This here, the kingdomofhawaii.info, this is our home page. This is the seal of the king, of King Edmund Kaili'i Silva Jr. And if you go to the documents page, it has all of the different things. We've got the executive summary, the king's cover letter. So there are all of the things that you'd like to read up on. And if you do want to contact me, you can actually reach me at jpalowski.79@gmail.com. So that is what's going on the islands right now, Don. So
it's wonderful what's going on there. So it sounds like they're not too happy with being part of our government here. I mean, it seems like our government hasn't done you right.
No. And, you know, it's a real travesty because, see, the Hawaiian people believe that the land belongs to God. the land can only belong to God. Nobody owns the land. We are stewards of the land. Right. So the Hawaiian people lived on the land and they took care of the land. When the U.S. government comes in, makes it an illegal 50th state, jacks the prices up so high that only rich, wealthy white people can afford to live here. And I have many Hawaiian friends who work 2 and 3 jobs 40 hours a week and live in tents on the beach because they can't afford a home in their own nation. So these are the types of things that nobody knows if you're just visiting here for 2 weeks because you don't see it. But when you live here, you see the struggles just to survive. So between the exorbitant cost of land, the exorbitant gasoline prices, the exorbitant electrical costs. I mean, I think I already told you, I pay 3 times here what I paid on California. 3 times. And there's no difference. There's no difference in the cost of providing electricity. And as many of us who are awake know, electricity really should be free. And Tesla proved that over 100 years ago. So it's just more corruption and greed. But it has a serious effect. It makes these islands really only attainable by the very, very wealthy. And those that do live here, it basically said, you know, you have to struggle just to get by. So those are the types of things that should never be allowed to go on. But it's really, I mean, it's no surprise considering it's the U.S. government. It's the same kind of corrupt stuff they did on North America to the Native Americans, you know, put them on reservation. So we are going to stop that cold in its tracks. We will not become a Native tribe. We will always be a nation, and we will not stop until that is recognized all throughout the world. And my hope in the future, Don, is for His Majesty Keili'i to actually be able to come onto your show, too, and talk about his trials and tribulations. Because of his genealogy, he has a very, very sacred bloodline. And there's only about 200 people on the island that you're even related to his very sacred bloodline. And because of who he is, his genealogy, he has the ability to restore the nation of the Kingdom of Hawaii. And the U.S. government recognized this. They discovered this about 20 years ago. And through conspiracy, ended up putting him away in a prison for 14 years for a crime he did not commit. They called it fraud by deception relating to, and this is serious, a workout video. So he went into a bit, pardon me?
A workout video? I mean, exercise? Yeah.
Yes. Well, actually, His Majesty Edmund Keili'i Silva is a Kung Fu grandmaster and a Lua master as well. So he is very well trained in martial arts. And he was approached to do a workout video to market for self-defense for women. And somehow the United States twisted the case around. It basically, according to the investor, it became a business deal that went a little bit south, according to her, okay? I am a 9-year experienced litigation attorney. A business deal that goes south between two people ends up in a civil court. And you fight it out in a civil court, and then whoever has the more compelling story will get a monetary award. The United States twisted it and criminalized a workout video arrangement that he had with this woman, calling it theft by deception, and sentenced him to 24 years in prison. That is more than most rapists and murderers get in our country. They did this because of who he was politically. They wanted to hide him from the kingdom for as long as they could, and he only got out on parole because a parole officer who was following the rules realized, oh, this guy shouldn't be in here. He's absolutely, there's no reason for him to still be in here. Paroled him, much to the dismay of the U.S. government. They then tried to backtrack to get him off of parole, but by then the deal had been done. There was nothing they could do. Once he made parole, he was out. So much like Nelson Mandela, Edmund Keili'i Silva Jr. was a political prisoner for 14 years, for, you know, basically in there for a crime he did not commit. You cannot apologize to a man for taking 14 years of their life away. But he came out of that situation even more resolved to restore the kingdom. And that is why he and Nelson Mandela were such close friends, because they had that experience to bond them as political prisoners. And something that I have learned from His Majesty is that you just, when you're doing what's right, when you're doing God's work, you never give up. I don't care how many obstacles they throw in your way. If it's the right thing to do, you persevere, you push on, right. You never give up. And it's through actions of people like him, myself now that I'm working with him, that I truly believe are going to make a change. And I just encourage everyone that's watching this video, like I said before, to educate yourself on what really happened here on the Hawaiian Kingdom, which the Pinky video, Don, that I sent you, as we discussed about, is a great piece on that. But also then to educate yourself on what's happening on North America, because little by little, our government has gone completely out of control to where now they're completely insane. They literally act like they have no complete immunity, and like they don't have to answer to anybody. We outnumber them. We outnumber them like a million to one. So we do have the right and the authority to demand that they stop breaking the law, that they stop violating our Constitution. And we have the authority to demand that the sheriffs go in and arrest our corrupt U.S. government. And I do believe that that is on the horizon. And I do believe that that is part and parcel of what we're doing here. I truly believe, and I've gotten this message several times, that the restoration of the Hawaiian kingdom is the crack in the facade that we need to finally end all the corruption and to motivate people to really stand in their own power and to stand in their own truth.
So let's get cracking, folks. She's telling the truth. I mean, it's really wonderful. And I will say that I have on the screen here, I'm going to put something on the screen. You probably can't see, Jennifer, but I have a little thing here showing us how we can get some power. Essentially, there's a law called public disclosure, and essentially, you can put that in a little form here regarding a subject like smart meters or Seattle Community Media, and this shows the law here about the fact that the people here of the state are sovereign, and they do not yield their sovereignty to the agencies that serve them. The people in delegating authority do not give our public servants the right to decide what is good for the people to know and what's not good for them to know. So this is the kind of thing that we have here, and we insist on remaining informed on our instruments and different things that are happening. And also, there's a duty to publish. This is out of the RCW's 42.56030 and also 46040, the duty to publish the procedures. And you can see that here. And so you can read that. And then I have a little form I made up here. And on the bottom of it, if I can show that. Oops. Oh, come on here. My machine. And this is Brigham is great equipment here, folks. Oh, come on. Okay, there we go. But anyway, at the bottom of the page, come on here, is a place where you can sign and they can agree to it. So if you go into any office in the land and want to get some information, like it could be real estate or whatever, you want to get some information, you would present this kind of a document to them and ask them if there are any problems with that signing that agreement, and that puts you in control of what's ever happening there. And if they don't want to sign it, then of course they have something to hide or something, but you should get them to sign this kind of thing, and then you can ask for information that you have a right to under the law, because we're the sovereign people here who put the government to serve who? To serve us. Is that right, Jennifer?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you'd agree with something like that as a starting place?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
You would agree with some action like that as a starting point?
Yes, I would. Mm-hmm.
No, that's great. Okay.
And that's like for myself here, because the United States is here illegally and unlawfully, I even challenge parking citations. I have a Kingdom of Hawaii license plate on my automobile. I do not register my private property to the state of Hawaii, nor would I register it to North America if I was on North America, because that is my private property. So there are little things that we can all do on an individual basis that help us to kind of stand in our sovereignty and
great.
Stand in who we are.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. Anything else you want to add in closing here?
In closing, I would just like to say that I do really feel that this next year, 2015, is going to be a lot of wonderful changes that are going to be occurring on the islands. So I encourage everybody to stay tuned, to look to Hawaii, because we are going to make a difference in the world, and we are going to restore this nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anything you want to say in closing? What's the last word? What would you want to leave with the folks here? What would you want to take home message today?
The take home message today, like I was saying before, is always stand in your own truth and always fight for your rights. Know what your rights are. That is so, so important. We all have a duty to educate ourselves on our rights, because if you don't know what they are, they can be taken away from you at any moment. Right. So all of us have that duty. And we're doing it here in the kingdom, and I would like to see everyone practicing this type of exercise on North America and all over the world.
Amen. Oh, that's a wonderful message. You're wonderful. I have to get over there and visit you now sometime.
Oh, absolutely. It's a beautiful time of year, Don.
Not over here, right? So it's wonderful that we could go to Hawaii for a little hour vacation here. So let's learn a little bit about this island Earth here. I'm going to play this documentary, a little introduction to it, okay?
Okay, great.
And
thanks so much.
And I'm going to do that speech, too. So thank you so much. God bless you.
You too.
Jennifer,
have a wonderful day.
It's wonderful. It's so good to meet your acquaintance and to know what's really shaking on the island. So,
it's definitely an exciting time to be here. Very exciting time to be on the islands.
Yeah, you got volcanoes moving, molten lava moving, all kinds of things going on there. So, yeah. So
yep.
That's time for us to move too, folks.
So absolutely.
Okay.
Mother Nature's pushing us on. She's pushing us to move.
Yeah. God bless.
God bless you too.
You take care.